It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
A high-profile Portland murder case, now the premise of a new Lifetime movie. Our guest is playing a big role in this film, How to Murder Your Husband. What a role to play. Steve Guttenberg, how you been, bud?
Really great, and grateful every day. I want to wish you and your family good health and success.
Yeah, happy new year to you. I saw the trailer for this, How to Murder Your Husband, and I noticed you were rocking like a Tom Selleck mustache playing the role of Daniel Brophy, I think it is. And I'm wondering if you got any tips from Tom, because that is an impressive stash.
I didn't get any message from him about it. But yeah, the true life story of Daniel and Nancy Brophy. Actually, I had to shave out back my hairline, and Dan and thin my hair out for Dan. And the story is about a couple who actually had big problems, big financial problems. So Nancy decides to take an insurance policy out on her husband, buy a gun online, and write a blog called How to Murder Your Husband. So what happens is he does it, he gets caught, she allegedly murdered him, and she got convicted. But it's a fascinating story about a couple who were supposedly in love, and how this person was a little bit off, mentally off, he decides to murder her husband in the house. And I think that that's what's really interesting about the story, is that you're sleeping next to a murderer. That's a fascinating part of life.
Yeah, I read some interesting stats, Steve. I mean, maybe you know if these are true or not, since you just played a role in this atmosphere, but I'm reading that 1 out of 5 murder victims are killed by an intimate partner. And even worse, it says approximately 2 out of 5 female murder victims are killed by an intimate partner. So it's like, wow, you gotta not worry about a serial killer. You got to worry about who's laying next to you at night. How do you feel at night when you go to sleep? You close your eyes okay, Steve?
Yeah, pretty decently. We have a dog, so if my wife moves, the dog will get up.
Nice.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Got that going.
The movie is called How to Murder Your Husband. It's the Nancy Brophy story. It premieres this Saturday, January 14th on Lifetime. And of course, we're talking to the big star, Steve Guttenberg, and this is based on a true story, and it's a true crime, so it's like a big hit. People love true crimes, and people really like watching movies that are based on a true story. I always am curious, though, when they say based on a true story, what is the percentage of this that the directors and the producers put a little spice on it as opposed to sticking right to what really happened?
Well, you know, it is a movie, so you want to create an entertaining venue. The movie really didn't need much. It was just a fascinating story ripped from the headlines that you couldn't believe was true. And many times, you know, truth is stranger than fiction.
For you, is it harder as an actor to play a fictional character, kind of like you did in Cocoon, or a real person like you are playing in this Lifetime movie coming up this weekend?
Well, I think what's really great is playing a non-fictional character. You're able to go into the internet, which is such a treasure trove of information. You can see what the person looks like, how he walked, how he talked, what he thought about, what he read, what he wrote, and all these videos that were on Daniel. So it was a great opportunity for me to mimic him and then go into my acting toolbox and figure out what was he thinking and why he loved this woman so much. And I think that it's a great opportunity, but acting is acting. You get up every day, you do the same thing, you go to work, and you try to do the best job you can.
but it's not easier to work off of someone that you can get their cadence, you can act just like them, or I could maybe see where that could be more difficult because you want to do justice to the character. But can you say which one is tougher, or you're just saying to you, Steve, you're a pro, it don't matter. Give me a script and put the camera on, I'm ready.
Oh, you know, I've been doing the same thing for 47 years. Since I was 17, came out to Hollywood. I get up, I have my coffee, I have my breakfast, call my family and friends, and I go to work. And like a carpenter, you're either going to build an apartment house, you're going to build an office building, you're going to build a private house, you're going to build a barn, you're going to build a shed. You go to work and you do the best job you can. And in acting, you use your craft and try to create a believable scenario so people can jump on and make that leap of faith and forget their lives.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.